This is the Shelley Irwin Show podcast for Friday, March 13, 2026. Today, Crane's Newsmaker of the Year, Western Michigan University. Pi Day with the Grand Traverse Pie Company. A Pi Day robotics event in Granville and a Health Careers Expo, all coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGVU.
Western Michigan University's President Russ Cavalluna on the line talking about all the great things happening in the Kalamazoo region, plus being named as a Crane's newsmaker for a pretty cool project. We'll speak with three such involved. I know that, Russ, you are ready to come back to your Broncos and do your thing. Congratulations.
Thanks, Shelley. It's good to be back. You know, I'm from Western. I was born in Kalamazoo. I went to Western. About 10 years ago, I had a job as an administrator at my beloved College of Aviation here, and coming back as the president is just an amazing experience.
Good. Dreams come true, but the passion to get there important as well. We want to talk a bit about Western Michigan University's impact on our region, felt through major recognition, speaking again with you, followed by a couple of others. But what did bring you back to Western, between you and me?
Yeah, just between you and me and a couple thousand listeners, Shelley. I'll tell you, there's a couple things. One is, it is a point of passion for me. This place changed my life. I turned into who I wanted to be as an adult at Western Michigan University, and almost everything that's good in my life can be traced back to the times I grew up here in Kalamazoo. But I also care deeply about this region. My dad was an immigrant and my mom was a school teacher, all in Southwest Michigan. And we at Western Michigan University have an opportunity to be one of the biggest social and economic drivers in our entire region and the state. And in higher education today, there's an opportunity to be the answer to problems. Right now, we're facing a lot of challenges, but I believe higher education, particularly a university like Western, can be an answer to a lot of the challenges we face.
You are playing a transformative role in the region by not only providing experience-driven learning opportunities to your students.
Support for NPR.
I know we'll be talking with those on behalf of Sleeping Giant Capital, but also, what, through a collaborative partnership with Greenleaf Hospital Group? What's happening?
Yeah, that's Greenleaf Hospitality Group. That's a locally owned company that provides all types of entertainment venues. And what they have done is outlaid $550 million to build a state-of-the-art arena in downtown Kalamazoo. And not only will they pay for it, they will allow Western Michigan University to brand it as a WMU facility. And that means we're going to have our logo on the side of this building in downtown Kalamazoo, where our men's and women's basketball team plays and where our hockey team plays and our local professional hockey team plays. It will be a world-class arena where you can see national-level talent at college athletics. And then a lot like the arena in your Grand Rapids area, we'll have entertainment all throughout the year. It'll be an indoor-outdoor facility, depending on the weather. And I'll tell you, there's no town in Michigan or the country that has a local company investing so deeply in a regional university. It is unique in our country.
Very nice. And yes, we know the Kalamazoo Event Center does serve as a cultural and economic catalyst for the region. Cool for your community, our West Michigan community, and of course the students as well. What's it like to receive a Newsmaker of the Year in education and more of recent from Grand Rapids Business, Russ?
Well, this is an award for Western Michigan University, truthfully. You know, I've only been in the job 7 months, so the award is actually for Western Michigan University because this institution is taking on the challenges that higher education face, which is questioning the return on the investment that the community and the state and families make. We are ready to take that on. But the two other awards associated with Western are really the highlights. One is my colleagues and the faculty who are leading Sleeping Giant Capital, which is a private equity firm in Kalamazoo investing in our students and our local businesses. And then, of course, as we mentioned, Greenleaf Hospitality is the company that is building this new arena in downtown Kalamazoo. And the CEO of that group, Tim Raymond, you might have guessed, he went to Western. He's a Bronco, actually kind of my vintage. So those two individuals, those two groups are the real winners of these awards.
Wonderful. Well, you've teed it up. We will be speaking with Tim and Doug here shortly. We get you first. Congratulations. What do you need from your community, Russ?
Well, we would like for everyone to know Western wants to be the answer to your concerns. If you're looking for student-aged people in your lives to have a real chance at a real career, come to Western. We have a life-changing education that I experienced myself where you're going to learn real skills, become a better person, and get a path to a career. And if you're interested in Kalamazoo and Southwest Michigan growing either socially or economically, you can see that Western is tripling down, not just by itself, but with local business and philanthropic entities who are funding Sleeping Giant Capital. It's just a really exciting time in Kalamazoo, and you're going to see more and more of that as we continue.
Glad you are an important part. President Russ Kavahuna on the line, Western Michigan University in good hands. Thank you very much, Russ.
Thank you, Shelley.
Let's continue this conversation, talking about bringing students, those Broncos, Western Michigan University students, alongside for an experience-driven learning opportunity. I think your name was dropped, Tim Raymond, you an alum, CEO of Greenleaf Hospitality Group. Are you ready for this this opportunity to bring even more to this experience?
Oh, man, the excitement is building every day. We get closer and closer. We're opening the new arena next year.
Very cool. In your words, describe what is going on with this partnership.
Well, it's a real great opportunity for us to bring the education from Western Michigan University to the downtown event center and really transform what is happening in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and really Southwest Michigan. And, you know, having this partnership with the university is going to allow us really to bring the students downtown and really infiltrate our business, our economy, and, of course, the fan experience that's going to take place at the event center.
Yes. Let's introduce you again. Big deal as CEO of Greenleaf Hospitality Group. What are you in charge of?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm CEO for Greenleaf Hospitality Group, where we have major businesses in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We have the Radisson Plaza Hotel and Suites in downtown Kalamazoo. We have the Kalamazoo Country Club. We have the Wings Event Center, which is soon to become the Kalamazoo Event Center in downtown. And then we own the only major professional sports team in Kalamazoo, and that's the Kalamazoo K-Wing.
Yes. So students will be coming to your place, and, of course, the community as well, as we should celebrate what is in the our own backyard of Western Michigan University. What do you envision? What is the goal?
Well, students these days, they really want excitement, right? They want to be part of an area that has excitement. There's a lot of energy. There's connectivity, and by us being able to bring students downtown, we're going to be able to provide that, not just through the hospitality that we offer, but also through corporate partnerships. You know, how do we get internships more readily available to these students? How do they become part of running our businesses? You know, we've partnered with the university before on these classroom education pieces where real students get time with CEOs, with chief operating officers, with, you know, VPs of marketing to really learn hands-on what the experience is. So it's one, a fan experience for sure, but it's also how do we bridge and create some education opportunities for them, too.
Why did you choose Western as your choice of college?
You know, I'm born and raised in Kalamazoo, was always proud to be a Bronco, and I think it was just in my blood from day one. Really loved the opportunity I had in the sales and business marketing program to, you know, kind of what I just said, be really tangible and hands-on with the work that I was doing. And they're nationally on the map for the Sales and Business Marketing Program, and it was an exciting opportunity for that.
And you want to brag on Western's president, and of course we'll also be speaking after you with those on behalf of Sleeping Bear Giant and more.
Yeah, President Russ Cavalluna has just done an amazing job from his initial beginning here at Western. A proud Bronco as well, but his energy that he's bringing to the university, you just see it every day in the students' faces and corporate partners and everything else. And Doug and what he's doing at Sleeping Bear Giants really transforming the area as well.
So what do you ask from your community regarding this new role into the world of experience-driven learning opportunities?
Show up. You know, the Kimberley's got to show up. We have to be excited to bring these students. We have to be willing to give them a chance, kind of get out on the branch a little bit and give them the opportunity. So let's show up and show them why we're proud Broncos.
How do we find out more about your good work?
You can go to www.greenleafhospitalitygroup.com to learn more about us. We also have the www.kalamazooeventscenter.com, where there's going to be a lot of posted information and pictures for the project we're working on.
All right. Be careful what you wish for. Thank you very much for these comments, Tim Raymond, alum of the Broncos, our Western Michigan University, and CEO of Greenleaf Hospitality Group. Thank you. Dr. Doug Lepistow on the line. Glad that you are here. The hat that you wear, Sleeping Giant Capital, of course, involved in this adventure. We've been discussing the experience-driven learning opportunities. Dr. Lepistow, glad that you are here. And what do you teach to the students?
Well, so I teach in the Leadership and Business Strategy Program, LBS, and it's designed as a co-major or minor, so it can be taken with any other degree at the university. And we're on a mission to make higher education as real and impactful as possible. And so my partner and I, to that end, actually started an independent company called Sleeping Giant Capital, and we're investing in buying businesses in West Michigan. And then we're taking that LBS program and integrating it and connecting it to the companies that we buy.
Didn't you and yours just receive Crane's top honor of Newsmaker of the Year?
We did.
Wow. Cool. All right. Good to have that spotlight and, well, continue to work harder as well. How would you define Sleeping Giant Capital in an elevator pitch?
Yeah, Sleeping Giant Capital is really an alternative to private equity. We want to be the preferred succession solution for closely held West Michigan businesses. And what we offer them is permanent capital. So we buy companies without an intent to sell. We source and train a new CEO to run their company. And then we're place-based in our ownership. We only invest west of 127. And so our goal is to deliver competitive returns to our investors, but also keep capital, talent, service providers locally held and continue to prosper here in West Michigan.
And let's talk about your partnership involved with just speaking with your Western Michigan president, of course, along with those from Greenleaf Hospitality Group. How do you fit into this opportunity to play a transformative role in the region by providing experience-driven learning opportunities, Doug?
You know, well, I don't think there's anywhere else in the country where you have professor investors who, you know, you're going to have a portfolio. We'll be announcing our seventh acquisition here in the next couple weeks, but that have a platform where you really can align the education with the needs of business and the community more broadly. And that just creates a really unrivaled learning experience. Because it totally erases the line between business and education. And in a world of AI, where a lot of the work is going to be done by machines, we need people who are prepared by experience. So they build courage, teamwork, leadership in real settings with real consequences, with real accountability. And so we're happy to play a role in elevating Western, elevating West Michigan, and just hoping to impact as many people as we can, as deeply as we can.
And it looks like you're quoted, you've created a virtuous cycle of mutual benefit across investors, entrepreneurs, students, of course, WMU, and the region as a whole moving forward.
That's the objective. That's been the fun but challenging part, is to align all of those interests and to do so in a way that doesn't concede the value creation to one versus another. It would be easy to just deliver financial returns to our investors with no interest in students or West Michigan or Western Michigan University. But we've had a lot of fun and found it rewarding to be able to align the value creation we have from investors, the folks that are buying companies with us, West Michigan, Western, and students as well.
Yes, good work you all have all done on behalf of you and, of course, now Newsmakers of the Year. Can't take that away. But hashtag more to do. How do we find out more information about your work personally, please, Doug?
Sure. They can go to sleepinggiantcapital.com. And then, obviously, I'm on LinkedIn as well. I've I play a, they can also find me on the Western Michigan University website, leading the Leadership and Business Strategy program. So I would love to connect with business owners, aspiring owner operators, and students as well.
Only get the best. Thank you very much to you and yours on behalf of this conversation. Take care to you.
Thank you.
And then when this comes and goes, it's Saturday the 14th. It's Pi Day. We're going to spend some time talking about Pi. That's Pi Day 3.14. But I think in these minutes, we're going to talk about how Pi Day, Pi, is related to Pie Day. Grand Traverse Pie Company is celebrating tomorrow. Of course, they celebrate every day. Tomorrow, a big day. So we bring you on to discuss, of course, the happiness and the goodness of pie. Chris Parrish, you're a big deal vice president for Grand Traverse Pie Company, right in our own backyard of West Michigan. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Pie a day keeps the doctor away?
Pie day. Yeah.
All right, let's talk Grand Traverse Pie Company. Of course, we've witnessed and chewed on your pie prior, and we'll do it in the future because, it is all about Michigan agriculture and that support. But what's your brand?
Well, Grand Traverse Pie Company, and you just mentioned Michigan agriculture. So the one thing we pride ourselves is about 98% of every one of our pies comes from Michigan, whether it be the fruit or the flour or the sugar. We strive to make sure that everything we do represents Michigan agriculture and Michigan as a whole.
Got a big anniversary coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's our 30th anniversary here in June. We started in 1996 with one little shop up in Traverse City, Michigan.
Be careful what you wish for. And where are you located here in West Michigan in general?
People can come see us in Norton Shores, or they can come out to Portage.
What's happening tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is PI Day. And as I have discovered, I'm probably the world's foremost expert on the marriage between PI Day and pie. So that is tomorrow.
All right. So you must expand.
Well, yeah. So Pi Day, people have asked me quite often in the last couple of days, how did it come to be together? But back in 1988 at the Exploratorium out in California, it was a gathering of mathematicians and scientists. And we had one enterprising mathematician named Larry Shaw. And he had this great idea to get all these mathematicians walking in a circle. And then they ate pie. So from that moment forward, the two were combined.
Well, is that on Wikipedia somewhere?
Yeah, you can find it. Right now it's living rent-free in my brain, but yes.
Write it down, or it didn't happen, as they say. All right, I digress. Grand Traverse Pie Company, the wonderful opportunities we have to visit, yes, right in our own backyard. You are celebrating tomorrow. What's happening?
Well, for anybody who comes in, we want everybody to have a slice of our ABC pie. It's the apple, blueberry, cherry, all Michigan fruit, and you get a free slice of pie with literally any purchase. You come in, get a cup of coffee. We do senior coffee for 99 cents every day, so bring grandma in, get her a slice of pie for free. And
I think I'm eligible.
What's that?
I think I'm eligible for that senior coffee.
No, you don't have to lie to me now.
Messing with you. Well, then they say nothing's free, but grab the coffee with the dollars. Okay, so make it a big day, yes?
Yeah, I mean, any excuse you can have pie. Come out and have a piece of pie. Make it a big day. It celebrates Michigan agriculture, celebrates great food, and then the kind of neatness of PI Day.
And your hours then would be for tomorrow?
Oh, 9 to 7 at Portage and Norton Shores.
Nice. I want to dig in, Chris Parrish, Vice President of Grand Traverse Pie Company, a little more. I have my notes. I mean, look at the Michigan agricultural venues you use, the Montmorency cherries.
Montmorency cherries, tart cherries. Michigan is the number one producer of the tart cherries in the United States. Ooh. And then we use spy apples, northern spy apples, which Michigan is the number two producer of those apples in the United States. And then, all the other fruits, my favorite being blueberry.
Yes. Is it Rubel? Blueberry?
Yes.
Yes, yep. Yes. And, of course, Michigan Sugar and Flour as well. Make sure you save me that slice, not only for Pie Day, but for for the Cherry Festival. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
And make a presence there
as well. That's kind of like our Super Bowl, the Cherry Festival.
As it should be. But tomorrow could be a Super Bowl as well. Tell me about the pie that you brought in.
Well, like I said, we brought you in an ABC crumble pie, and it is made with the apples, the blueberries, and the cherries. And we made this pie not just so we had an excuse to throw the three greatest fruits on the planet together, but because their flavor profiles blend together so seamlessly, and then with our crumble crust, it's a beautifully tasting pie.
So. And this is a special pie because the top does have the pie, the 3.14.
Yes,
brings me back to high school math.
They do have the pie symbol on them for tomorrow in celebration of it.
And I know Mike and Denise have graced their presence with us before on behalf of Grand Traverse Pie Company, but I mean, you have a story behind your pie.
We do, and it's a story that began with just the simple thought that the power of pie can make a difference in the world. You know, Mike and Denise started with just one small shop. They worked it every single day. And from that, it kind of created what we're all about, and it's being engaged in our community, supporting children, building relationships with our growers, supporting Michigan agriculture and Michigan business. And that is the power of pie is what good, the good that a piece of pie, a slice of pie can do on this, in the world. So, and we hold to that today. Everything we do is focused through that lens.
This makes me want to buy two pies. Why Michigan or MI Kids Matter on your pie box?
Of everything that we believe in, children advocacy is probably the most important thing that we believe in. Protecting and caring for the most vulnerable among us. And in particular, that's why we have that just front and center, because we want people to know, hey, these are the things we stand for. And taking care of children is just so important to us.
Goodness
and
begins.
And in April is...
What's April?
Child... Yeah.
National... Abuse Month. So,
yes. You
know, we'll touch base on that because we have to, and we know
kind of
it exists.
Cramped up there a little bit.
Cramping is okay. That's all right. Eating pie is even better. All right, Chris Paris, what else do we need to know when it comes to a big day tomorrow?
Hey, you know, it's a fun day. It's neat. You know, when you dig into kind of like the behind the scenes of pie, it's incredible the just impact that it has. And same thing with pie. So pie and pie. You know, you can't send astronauts into space without pie, and you can't sit around and talk about those astronauts without eating a piece of pie. They go together. So,
details one more time for tomorrow, please. What's my action item?
Yeah, at all 11 Michigan locations, but specifically Norton Shores and Portage out this way, you get a free slice of ABC crumble pie with any purchase.
Great. All right, how do I find out more information?
You can go to gtpie.com, and then you can also ship from there anywhere in the world.
All right. Thank you for this no-calorie pie that you brought in today.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll run an extra mile. Thank you very much on behalf of your leadership with Grand Traverse Pie Company. Tomorrow is Pie Day. Chris Paris, Vice President. Take care. Let's catch up with another activity for tomorrow on behalf of Pie Day. Mathnasium does offer a free Pie Day. That's PI. It's the Granville Robotics Tournament tomorrow. I bring you on Joel Knox to talk about the tie with the day and, of course, the great work of math in our lives. Good morning to you, Joel.
Good morning, Shelley. Great to talk to you.
Mathnasium, remind me of the good work you do.
So we're a math-only learning center. Our focus is on building confidence in students' math skills from K through 12.
And I understand you're also opening a fourth location.
We are, yeah. It's been a busy start to the year. We opened Granville in January, Northview in February, and we just set an open date for Portage on May 1. So it's been busy.
Cool. How important is math for kids?
I mean, it's huge, Shelley. It's everything. If you can master math, you're going to be confident everywhere.
Yes, thank you. All right, let's talk about, math. That pie, P-I, is your spotlight for tomorrow. What's up?
It is. I mean, so Pi Day, March 14th, 314, is math's biggest day of the year. It's the Super Bowl for math. So every year we throw a big Pi Day bash. Lots of fun math activities. Obviously, we're serving pie and some pizza and lots of circular snacks and fun games and treats and all kinds of good stuff. What I'm really excited about this year, in addition to kind of our normal Pi Day bash, is we're actually partnering with Granville Robotics. They have a youth robotics tournament that we're actually co-locating right next door. So folks can come out, experience youth robotics, and kind of get excited about math applications in real life, and then pop across the hall, grab some pizza, play some math games, and win some prizes.
Is there a need to register for this?
There is not. You can find more information if you go to mathnasiums.com/Grand Rapids West. On our events page, you'll see more information about the event, or you can search Pi Day on Eventbrite and, again, get more information. But there's absolutely no need to register. You can just show up at the Granville Robotics Center. We'll be there from 11 to 2.
Describe this, in general, robotics tournament.
Yeah, so tomorrow they've got a statewide elementary robotics tournament. So teams of elementary students get together and they get to build robots to kind of, you know, to work against each other and try to solve challenges. And so it's a really fun way for kids to kind of get involved with STEM at an early age in applied ways, as opposed to just kind of learning about theory. I went to my first tournament a couple of weeks ago, and I got to tell you, I left jazzed. It's pretty cool to see.
Hey, when the one in charge is jazzed, get ready for the younger passion. What age groups are we talking here, Joel?
So for our event, it's primarily elementary and middle school, but, you know, there's a little bit of something for everybody. And then for the robotics tournament, it's going to be an elementary focus.
And how do you determine success of a Pi Day?
Number of smiles we see.
Wonderful. And, of course, after tomorrow comes and goes, it's back to work with this programming?
Absolutely, yep. We just finished developing our summer programming, so we just built, for the first time in the Grand Rapids area, we'll be launching a week-long summer camp program that's going to run in June and July across all three of our Grand Rapids locations. So once Pi Day is over, it's kind of back to the math lab to kind of get everything together for summer.
That's what we do. Move forward, but enjoy the day. Details one more time for tomorrow.
Just go to mathnasium.com/Grand Rapids West, and you'll see on our events page information for tomorrow. Again, you know, feel free to show up. You don't have to register.
Mathnasium offering a free pie. That's Pi Day event, along with the great Granville Robotics Tournament. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, Shelley. Appreciate it.
Talking about students and families invited to explore the world of healthcare careers at the Interactive Future Rounds Health Careers Expo. That's where we're going next Wednesday, 5 to 7. Only get the best to talk about it. Designed for kids in grades 7 through 12. That's when the bugs may very well bite. So I bring you on Brad Sims, West Michigan Health Careers Council Lead with West Michigan Works. Always add that exclamation point. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
How important is this upcoming workshop, do you say, this day?
It's essential. It's going to be a great event, and kids need to learn about healthcare. So.
Yes. And West Michigan Works cares.
We certainly do. Yep.
Yes. Let's get right into the conversation and the whens and wheres. Future Rounds Health Careers Expo. Tell me more.
It's an event that we're having. It's a career event for students grades 7 through 12. It's going to be held next Wednesday, March 18th, from 5 to 7 p.m. We want students and their parents or guardians to come with. It's a family event. That's why we're doing it in the evening time. It's hosted by West Michigan Health Careers Council and Kent ISD. And the goal really is to help students see what healthcare careers actually look like. It's interactive rather than lecture-based, so the kids can actually talk with employers and see and participate in some events.
What inspired the creation of this event, Brad?
Well, you know, a lot of students, they think they want to work in healthcare, but they're not really aware of the full range of opportunities in healthcare. They often think it's doctors or nurses or clinical roles, and healthcare systems involve a whole lot of specialized roles, but there's also a number of different opportunities that aren't always clinical. And so there's clinical, non-clinical, and the goal really is to help students start thinking about career pathways earlier in their lives.
Thank you for that. And as you alluded to, it's not just a traditional career fair. Nothing wrong with a traditional career fair. So I walk into the door. How does the experience work?
Yeah, it's not like the traditional career fair. And you're right, those aren't a bad thing. But these are younger students. They like to learn interactively. And so as students walk in the front door, they're going to receive a mock patient profile. So we have two scenarios set up where there's been a healthcare incident. One is with a senior woman, Edna, and one is with a young hockey player, Marcus. They basically are going to follow the patient journey through the different stages of care. The example is Marcus is playing hockey. He gets injured, tears his ACL, falls, hits his head, knocks a tooth out. What's the first thing that happens? Well, the trainer goes out on the ice. What's it take to be a trainer? Go to table one and talk to this employer about being a trainer. And then we provide basically a roadmap for them to go from employer to employer and learn about different careers as treatment happens.
And it looks like it's a format that helps the students understand how health care teams work together.
Yeah, it's definitely a good exercise to learn about collaboration and opportunity.
Those multiple careers contribute to patient care so well. Mm-hmm. How, Brad, does this event then, I guess, connect to the broader healthcare workforce needs in Michigan?
Yeah, that's a great question. Healthcare continues to be Michigan's largest private sector employer. There's about 568,000 residents working in healthcare. And healthcare workers earn more than $46 billion in wages and benefits. Demand continues to grow, and as you know, we have this boomer Generation X bubble that is exiting the workforce, and so there's a number of different opportunities that are going to be coming, that are already coming in the healthcare industry, and so there's many different pathways that include different levels of training and education, and workforce organizations want students to see what the opportunities are early.
Yes, talking all things interactive when it comes to an expo connecting students to in-demand health careers. On behalf of Brad Sims, West Michigan Health Careers Council Lead, West Michigan Works. So who will students actually be interacting with at this event? You alluded to a couple of scenarios.
Yeah, we have a number of employers that have signed up to participate and provide these really great interactive exhibits. And so the kids can learn about the different requirements and career paths. Some of the specific employers, we have, you know, big players like University of Michigan Health West. We have Trinity Health, Corwell Health, Grand Valley Surgical Center, 85 Dental. There's just a wide variety. Holland Home is also there to talk about some of the senior care elements. So we're talking about diverse opportunities within healthcare. And then we have a number of educational providers, Baker College and Calvin University and Grand Valley. Our Grand Rapids Community College is going to be there as well. So so kids can learn about the educational opportunities as well.
And, of course, we all know the importance for students as young as, what, middle school to start exploring these careers?
Yeah, early exposure helps the students connect school subjects with real careers, helps them understand the educational pathways, and students can discover careers they may have never heard of before. We're encouraging curiosity and exploration. We want students to become more informed of their decisions about their futures, and build some excitement. You know, they're intrigued by interactive fun stuff, and this kind of captures their attention and maybe helps them see some things they never thought of before.
When students leave the event, what do you hope they walk away with?
Lots of things. I think the most important thing is a better understanding of what opportunities are out there, a better understanding of healthcare careers, increased confidence, and the fact that there are possible pathways for them to follow. We want to inspire curiosity about future opportunities, and we want them to understand how healthcare teams work together, that there's opportunities. If they show up on time and they work hard, their career can go in all sorts of different directions in healthcare.
I know you can't answer for the kids, but did the kids want to be there?
Yeah, they do. We're getting lots of registrations coming in now. They're eager and want to learn more about it, so yeah, they're excited.
Wonderful. All right. For those listening who might want to attend, what's my action item, Brad?
Well, it's a free event, March 18th. Action item is students register for the event if you're interested in coming. WMIHealthCareCareers.org is our website. There's a Get Involved button. Click that, and you can register for the event.
Great. And as you mentioned, yes, grades 7 through 12. And healthcare careers do offer many opportunities. And again, somewhat of a summary, just seeing the possibilities early is important. Speaking on behalf of West Michigan Works.
Yep, absolutely.
Wonderful. All right, I was going to put you on the spot and say, what if you had to choose a healthcare career at this point? You still can, Brad. What would you do?
Oh, gosh, there's so many different opportunities. I've been to a number of different ISDs and a lot of tech centers, and there's medical programs that are offered. I mean, there's the in-demand jobs. We have a hot jobs list with many different careers. If I were to have to pick one, I don't know. Might be dental, okay. Might be x-ray tech, might be surge tech.
All right. Stay with West Michigan Works for a bit, though. You're pretty good at sharing the information.
Thank you.
All right, Brad Sims, thank you very much. West Michigan Health Careers Council lead, West Michigan Works, on this opportunity to be interactive and to find your healthcare career. Thanks.
Have a good weekend. Ellen. Appreciate it.